And our halftime guest here joining us live, Joe Dowling, sports psychologist specialist who travels with the Penn, works with the Penn basketball team. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Matt. Great to be here.
So talk to me. I mean, I think sports psychology is something that I feel like in the last 20 years has really exploded. Talk to me a little bit about your role.
Well, my role on the team, Matt, is that I'm here with the guys about 3 days a week, and we are focusing on mental strength training, to put it succinctly. I always like to explain what I do by talking about that old adage. People always say the game is 90% mental and 10% physical, but no one tells you what to do with a 90% mental. So that's really my role. Peak performance training, I call my approach zonefulness, kind of a take on mindfulness meditation and peak performance zone exercises and positive psychology. And I work with the guys as a group, teaching them to get into the same zone they experience when they're playing at their best. And we, without getting into too much detail, we highlight, I call it the big three of peak performance: extreme self-support, personal history of success, and future memories of success. And I have them close their eyes and get into that zone and really revivify and magnify their times that they played really well. So I work with them as a group doing that. We actually do that 65 minutes before every game in the locker room. I work with them individually on helping them access and maintain peak performance. But most importantly, we do team building. And we meet once a week as a team. And the focus is the team as family and communication. And we really mean it. We want to be one of the few teams in the country that doesn't have any resentments or jealousies, and we can confront each other with care and talk. So I've just been really blessed to be around these guys. They're extraordinary individuals, and we've come a long way.
Talk to me a little bit about was this always something, a passion that you wanted to pursue? Kind of take us through quickly your career track.
Absolutely. Well, I'm from Philadelphia. I played high school basketball in the Catholic League of LaSalle, and I played Division III at Albright. Always loved sports, but got into psychology, and mentors of mine at Villanova and so forth, they were talking about peak performance and accessing your best self, and that's what I got into, positive psychology, which is very big at University of Pennsylvania. So, I don't tell my athletes, but it's really what I do with anyone in my private practice, help them access their best self. And, you know, something we talk about in sports and the game of life is utilizing adversity. You know, with the players, we talk about, you know, every shot is the first shot, every shot is the next shot, every day is the first day, every class is the next class, and really staying in the moment. So, yeah, I've always been a sports junkie, and I'm glad to transition the majority of my practice into sports. And I have a long history with Coach Donahue. I actually worked with some of the Penn guys way back when he was an assistant, and I worked with his Cornell teams and Boston College teams. So,
how has sports psychology, I mean, anytime something is new, there's always pushback, especially in the field of athletics with stuff like that. It's so widely accepted now. Talk about how quickly the pendulum switched from maybe where you went with some guys that would roll their eye to now pretty much I think it's embraced in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. It's human nature. People are self-critical, and it's really this paradox is players would never treat their teammates the way they treat themselves. You know, the biggest zone blocker, if you will, is self-criticism. So same thing in life. So people are understanding that when you're down on yourself, when you're asking why all the time and what ifing about what might go wrong, that permeates life. And but it really happens on the basketball court. So guys understand this. If they can learn how to utilize, you know, I call them the symptoms, the zone blockers, as positive triggers to get in their zone and play at their best. It's really, I sometimes call it get out of your own way therapy, so you can step into your and play at your very best, whether it's on or off the court. So, you know, as I gain a relationship, grow a relationship with student-athletes and clients in general, it's about using what we do for the sport in life, in relationships, in academics.
Yeah, that's really kind of the key because there's a shelf life on your basketball career.
Absolutely.
But these lessons are things you can take past that.
Precisely. That's well said. That's exactly what this is ultimately. And it sort of dawns on them that everything we've ever talked about applies to life, as well as being the best basketball player you could be. And that's really Coach Donahue's mission is, creating student-athletes who enabling them to be the best men they can be. And that's really what we're attempting to do.
Joe Dowling, sports psychologist specialist who works with the Penn Quaker basketball team, joining us at half. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Matt. Take care.
We'll have more after this. This is the Penn Quaker Sports Network from Learfield.